You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I spoke about small businesses yesterday here on the program around this time, and so many of you sending me emails about the frustrations that you have, you know, ranging from the time it takes for you to be paid by government departments to the banks and whether or not they actually cater for small businesses. And also, somebody was talking about state-owned entities that are not supporting small businesses. So just so much happening and frustrating small businesses. But I mentioned that a couple of days ago, there was a Shanduka Black Umbrellas Award evening. Now, they have an incubation process. In fact, they have incubators, I think 9 of them across the country. And they are looking specifically after black businesses, small black businesses, and incubating them, giving all the necessary support. And so they were awarding those businesses that have done well. And one of the criteria that they were looking at is the number of jobs that these businesses have created. And Sam Mulifi owns a company called Modi Mining. He was the overall winner, but also he had created, I think in 2016, about 94 jobs in his business. These are permanent business jobs. Sam, good morning to you. And again, congratulations for the award.
Yes, good morning, Tolani, and good morning to your listeners, Sam.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for coming through. Congratulations to you. And you run this business with your wife.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
So if you can just give us a little bit of a briefing about what exactly do you do?
Okay, Modi Mining is actually a contract mining company that is doing its business in the platinum sector, its underground business, and we also do open cast where we mine coal. So we have been in the business for the past 5 years, and then we also manufacture blasting barricades. Those are the products that are used underground. So we have diversified ourselves in terms of the commodity from to coal, and also entered into the manufacturing side. So we are operating in those spaces.
And you seem to be doing very well, because on the night, 2 days ago, one of the announcements that came through is that you've done, I think, a 150 million rand deal with one of the mining companies?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's on the coal sector. That's where we're mining for coal. We have been awarded a 3-year contract with South 32. And then we have been in operation actually for the past 4 months now, as we speak.
Ah, fantastic. But how difficult has it been for you?
Yeah, the challenge is not, you know, actually the ability to finance growth. Is when you grow, sometimes, you know, you need to finance that growth, and especially with the one that we're talking about, the one of South 32, because it's a capital intensive project where we need to buy capital equipment. So the ability to finance those equipment, it took us about a month or two to eventually secure finance for the machines. But yes, it did come through, but it was a bit of a headache to be able to get the money for the machines.
Okay, so finance is one of the problems, but also just support that you need as a small business in a number of ways. It could be, you know, advice, mentorship, and all of those things. How easily accessible and available is it for you?
Yeah, look, we are fortunate that we are a member of the Shanduka Black Umbrellas, which is acting as our, you know, our mentors and our advisors. You know, it's a good thing, because you have somebody you can talk to, and you have somebody that can advise you into compliance, into, you know, setting up yourself properly, putting proper business plan in place. So it was a good thing for us to join Shanduka, because we can get those benefits from associating with them.
You also operate in the mining sector, and there are lots of problems in the mining sector. I mentioned yesterday one of the companies announcing that they are retrenching 8,500 workers.
Yes.
But also there's this mining charter creating problems in the sector.
Yeah.
I just the other day, the Chamber of Mines was saying that more people are likely to be retrenched. What do you think about your future in that sector?
Yeah, look, that's AngloGold Ashanti, which is in the gold sector. We are more in the platinum side. But what normally works a lot and that keeps companies afloat is to be able to, when you got best efficiencies, like as a contractor, we insist on getting best efficiencies in terms of safety, productivity, and cost. So by managing those properly, you know, you become sustainable, and, you know, you become a preferred supplier. So, you know, we try to make sure that we are safe by doing those properly. And we have been doing that for the past 5 years. We've even been awarded the best efficiencies or best performance in one of our clients last year. So, but it is a scam. But you can come around that by, you know, improving on your efficiencies and making sure that you stay afloat.
Sure. And the issue is about jobs and small businesses.
Yes.
Just in 1 year, you created over 90 jobs. How many people do you employ now?
We currently, in total, we employ about 294 people, full-time staff, yes.
294 people?
Yes, yeah.
Full-time staff?
And the number is growing, yes, that's correct, yes.
And do you accept the view that's been expressed that actually, if you want to create more jobs, you've got to invest in these small businesses? That's where most jobs are going to come from.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you just said now, that big companies is looking at retrenching, whereas a small company like ours is increasing the number of employees. So, SMEs are key to creating jobs and stimulating the economy as well. I mean, we are also in manufacturing. We buy raw material, we put together the raw material and, we buy it from somebody. So it means somebody is producing and it's got employees, and then we manufacture and supply the mines. So you can see that we are, supporting the economy of the country by also creating jobs and also creating activities around the economy as well.
Ah, fantastic. Listen, Sam, all of the very best to you. I really appreciate chatting with you.
Thanks a lot, Torani, and thanks a lot to your listeners as well.
Ah, cheers, Sam Molefe. He manages a company called Modi. He is the MD at Modi Mining. So there you have it then, profiling one of the company's small businesses, but that is creating a number of jobs. What do you make then of that? And perhaps you also are a small business. Talk about the frustrations. Talk about how all the role players can make it easy for you to create the number of jobs that we need in this country.